Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your hosts, Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Flex.
Well, once again, we are back here at MD Radio. I am your host, Sean Ray.
I'm Flex Wheeler. Love that music.
We are on the countdown to the Arnold Classic 21st anniversary. Flex in Columbus, Ohio, where I have a station that it's going to be very cold this coming weekend.
Bro, it is a bundle of nerves going on with this here thing coming up, bro. But it's just exciting. It's more exciting, I think, you know, sitting out than actually being involved, you know.
Well, dude, you better bring a big jacket because it's supposed to be awful cold when we get out that way. But first, before we get to the 21st annual Arnold Classic, a little bit of NPC news. We've got the Southern California District Chairman, Mr. John Lindsay, with some breaking news in the USA Pro Championship or NPC Championships. John, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Sean. How are you? How are you and Flex doing?
We're doing great, bro. How's it going with you down in Southern California there?
I'm doing well, thank you.
John, you also go back and forth to Tennessee. Which part of the world are you in now?
I'm in L.A.
Okay. We heard some rumblings that there's going to be not one, not two, but three pro cards available at your USA show. Why don't you bring us up to speed?
Well, there's a total of 17 cards being given away this year. Three of them are going to the men's bodybuilders. Two of them are going to the women's bodybuilders, and six each for both the figure and the bikini division.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's awesome. But how did it come about that, obviously, in the men's, which is one of the more prestigious cards to get, how did that third card come about, and how is it going to be scored?
Well, it came about, you know, it came about because for the last, I would say, 7, 8, or 10 years, the NPC has been getting better and better. We've had some great champions that have won the contest, and we went from one card to two cards. And then if you'll notice, the last 4 or 5 years, every year there's somebody that could get that second card. It's like close between like the heavyweight and the light heavy, or the light heavy and you know, and the super heavyweight to get that second card.
Right.
And this way, I mean, the show is good enough, the contest is good enough, the competitors are certainly good enough to warrant a third card, you know. So it's a win-win situation for everybody.
And by the way, John, it's actually been done, right?
I'm sorry,
this is the first NPC show that this is going to be done at?
This will be the first USA Championships to have three cards. That's correct.
Yeah, because the NPC Nationals, Flex, I think, gives out one for every class.
Every class winner at the
right,
Nationals.
Right. Okay.
Get cards from the bantamweights up.
Well, that's awesome. I know you promote like 13 or 14 shows, John. What do you got next right after this Arnold Classic?
I got the March 21st, I got the NPC San Diego Championships in beautiful San Diego, California. Mm-hmm. Great contest, going to have about 150 competitors. It's just a great city championships, and we get people from all over the country in the contest.
And you got a website where people can find out what's going on in Southern California?
Go to musclecontest.com.
Right.
Me and my partners promote shows all the way from San Francisco to San Diego and over to Vegas. And musclecontest.com, you can sign up online, you can buy tickets, you can get spray tanned, you know, hair and makeup, you can get everything.
Last question for you, John. How many doggone shows have you have under your belt now?
About 250.
Are you kidding?
You're the man, John. You are the man. John, hey, we'll let you get at it, brother. Yep. We'll catch you down the road.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Big Flex, that's a promoting fool right there, bro.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
You know what it's like. I mean, I just did like one, and you did one. That was
and it damn near killed me. I mean, I don't know if he's a single man or what, but geez, bro. I mean, just the show and trying to take care of home was just too overwhelming for me.
No, I'd rather bodybuild any day than promote, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of work. Well, speaking of promoting and building up people, this is the Trainer of Champions show, and this guy comes to us all the way from Northern California, the pro creator, Mr. Hani Rambod. Hani, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
What's going on, big dog? How is it going?
Hey, Flex. How are you? You in San Jose?
Yeah, yeah. Morgan Hill. I live in Morgan Hill now. Listen, let's jump right into it, man. You're training Jay Cutler now. What is it? I mean, what he won, like, 3-honor classics already, you know, Miss Olympia and runner-up. He's broken a record for Miss Olympia. What is it that you think you can bring to the table to change him? And is anything broken that needs to be fixed?
Wow, we're getting right into it.
Yeah.
I absolutely think that there's everybody can learn something from someone, and I think with Jay and I hooking up, it was just a matter of trying to get some focus on some areas with his training and with some other aspects of his off season that he needed to focus on. So I think that it absolutely is going to help him.
Well, honey, Jay's not. He's actually the latest big fish that you've had in your camp, but you've had other guys like Melvin Anthony, Quincy Taylor. I believe for a minute you were with Idris Wardell, and
right.
I know you're working with Phil Heath. How did these guys come about finding you, and what exactly separates you from the Charles Glass and Chad Nichols? I mean, there's trainers, there's gurus, there's nutritionists. What is it that draws these athletes to you, even Troy Alves all the way from Arizona, that you bring to the table for them? I know you were also Ronnie's sidekick for a while.
Yeah, well, Ronnie's side was more on the business side. That was always Chad with Ronnie. We were friends, and I did work with Alti, his ex-girlfriend. So on a professional level, it was always just business. I helped be able to take care of some business dealings with Ronnie. But when it came to the everybody else you mentioned, I did do nutrition or training or both. I think the biggest difference is Charles likes to do everything within an hour. He's a trainer.
Right.
As you had just done the interview with him and Kai, he takes care of whatever he needs to take care of within that hour. Once that hour is over, Charles is done. On the flip side of that, Chad is a nutritionist. I know he does do stuff in the past. I don't know if he still does with training. I think he does a little bit, but I'm not sure how much he gets his hands dirty with training anymore. And I'm kind of a hybrid. I take care of every aspect when it comes to training, nutrition, supplementation. I mean, anything that has to do with getting ready for the show.
Right. I've even, trying to help the guys out with posing and even having me play a small role in that.
Yes.
What is it that you think Jay needs to change about himself? And do you think he can be a threat for the title again?
Oh, I think he can be a threat for the title again. I think the biggest thing is his preparedness in the last couple of Olympias has maybe just slipped a notch because he didn't have Ronnie to be able to chase after. I think that with Ronnie being gone, maybe he kind of fell back on his heels just a little bit. And I think with moving forward, he's now being second again. He's now in a comfortable position. He
yep.
likes being second.
Yep.
He's not used to being kind of, you know, the guy on the top of the mountain trying to, you know, fight off the starving wolves.
But, honey, didn't Victor present enough of a challenge to really wake Jay up and say, look, dude, you know, you're slipping. And then, of course, Dexter caught him slipping. I mean, it's been a couple of years in the making that, from where I sit over here in the cheap seats, that Jay Cutler's not the bodybuilder he once was. Maybe these younger guys are catching him, or maybe his body's not responding. What is it that you're going to do to bring him back?
Well, I think that, again, focusing on his off season. I think as you progress, and he's been doing this for quite a long time, I mean, obviously, he's no spring chicken, but at the same time, Ronnie was, you know, what is he now, 44, and Jay's 35. So it's not like he's completely, his body's burnt out, but I do think that he's got a good couple of more Olympias left in him.
Well,
and I think with him focusing on his off season early in the year and taking it more seriously than he has in a very long time, he has the ability to be able to come to the Olympia with a new, you know, a package that is much better than it's been in the recent years.
But you're training also another guy who's very good friends and close to Jay in the form of Phil Heath. And if the truth be told, Phil Heath had that number this year, this past Olympia. I mean, is he going to be able to fight off a Dexter, a Victor, and a young Phil Heath come the Olympia in September?
Oh, it's going to be difficult. I mean, Jay knows that this isn't going to be an easy task, but Jay also knows that he has something that these guys, other guys don't. He's won the show twice.
Okay, right. That's true. But I mean, you know, Ronnie said it best. I had a harsh, you know, same thing about that. You know, it's only what you've done. I mean, I was so bad till I'd win a show and it don't even matter late on at night. I mean, Jay's won it, but that's not really in the minds, I don't think, of the guys now, you know, coming forward. You know, and first and foremost, I give Jay, you know, all hails. I mean, he's done something that me and a great Sean Ray has never been able to achieve. So I'm not beating up on him or anything. I'm just, you know, trying to give you kind of a segue into what is it that he can actually do. And do you think he can be just a threat, or do you actually think he can hold off a Victor at his best, a Kai Greene at his best, and even a young Phil Heath coming up, you know, not to mention a Dennis Wolf?
Well, I think that it's all going to depend on how he looks the day of the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we can sit here and speculate, but we're talking if ideally he peaks, he comes in fuller, rounder than he has, with better conditioning than he's had, then I think that he's got a legitimate shot at beating all those names. But, again, it's all speculation. He's still got to bring it the day of the show.
Right.
Who wins the Arnold Classic, honey? I mean, you've been there. I've seen you at the show year after year. You've been close. You've been in the locker room with these guys. You have anybody in the contest, first of all?
No. Actually, it's great because this is the first time in a while that I don't have anybody in the show, guy-wise. I got Crystal Richardson on the women's side, but on the men's side, it's going to be really nice so I can kind of sit back and see the forest from the trees. I really think that Victor's going to be the guy to beat. With Victor coming back, he's going to set the tone for the Olympia as well, and say, you know, whoever wins the Olympia is obviously going to be a very legitimate threat. Whoever wins the Arnold is going to be a legitimate threat for the Olympia come September. But I think that with the things that I've seen and heard, it sounds like he's made a full recovery and he's going to be at his best ever. So it's going to be real interesting to see how that's going to shape up come the day of the show.
Right. Well, listen, honey, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you coming on our show and everything. You be well, and I'll see you in a couple of days here.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right. Hey, Sean, I just shot you over an email. I've been keeping kind of some secrets. Tony Freeman has been sending me freaking pictures of himself for like the last week. You get a chance, bro. Check out a picture I just sent over to you. The guy has been sending me pictures from the range of 290 pounds down to 287, and he's going to go back up to about the 280s. Unbelievable. So I think he's probably going to hurt some feelings.
Well, there's no doubt. Tony looks exactly like he was looking back in September. This is a guy that really probably didn't allow himself an off season because even though at 42 he was fifth in the world, you can clearly see he was disappointed and he wanted to do better. This, without Jay, without Dennis Wolf, without Phil Heath, this is a golden opportunity for him to come in and upset the apple cart. And right now, from the pictures that you did send me, he's going to cause some guys some trouble.
Right, so we'll be back.
Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for...
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Nova Test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
If you can't put down a good mystery novel, you'll want to check out Mystery Matters with Fran Stewart. Each week, you'll hear from the top mystery writers of our time. From suspense thrillers to forensics, you'll explore all of the categories that make a great mystery work. Not only will we discuss the secrets of the story, but we'll go behind the novel to sort out all of the pieces of the puzzle. Broadcast live each Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America. Mystery Matters, where murder is an open book.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie, so act like you know me. Say it with me. Say it with me.
Welcome back to MD Radio. I'm Sean Ray, joined with Flex Wheeler. Flex, we're talking to Hani Rambod, the procreator. That guy's had his hands in a lot of people's business, and now he's got Mr. Olympia two times over, who's now fighting his way back to try to get back in the hunt up against some of these guys competing next week.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see what he can work out with Jay as far as being able to change his look. I tell you this, I mean, him working with Jay, he probably had probably one of the easiest guys to work with. I mean, you got to remember Jay's work ethics and what he's been through. So, you know, if anybody can do it, he can. I'm just curious to see what he can actually do and change. Well, and, you know, and holding these young guys off. I mean, you know, Sean, when you're coming up, I mean, when you watch the, you know, Mike Christen and the rest of these guys, you know, as you watch them, I mean, it was just inevitable that it was going to happen. Time comes when you're not the guy anymore. You proved that to guys, you know, I proved that to guys, and guys have proved that to us.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think Jay's got a firm grasp on that reality that, you know, it's his contest to lose. And if he winds up in third or fourth or even fifth in the Mr. Olympia the way Ronnie went out, it's not really a slap in the face. It's more of a changing of the guard. But what I'm curious to see, you know, Hani's not a guy that's going to go in the gym and train with him. He's going to kind of be like the old boxing coach that's kind of like motivating him, or is he going to be introducing new and foreign exercises? Or foods. I don't understand what Hani's going to do for, you know, a two-time Mr. Olympia.
I don't either. I just don't know. I know Hani and on certain levels, but I don't know him as a trainer and, you know, guru and everything like that. Obviously, I work with the great Chad and the great Charles, and I will say one thing on Charles' behalf to kind of clean up what Hani said. No, Charles is not an hour guy. I mean, when he trained me, Rico, and Chris, it was over an hour that he put into us. And, I mean, people have seen it on there. He'd show up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he would go with me and get the job done. And when the job is done, then Charles walks away, not when the hour is done.
Well, let's talk about a guy that's been around, a guy that has held the title for 8 years, and that's Chad Nichols.
You've worked with him.
I mean, Chris Cormier's worked with him. Nasser El Sambadi's worked with him.
Paul Dillette.
I mean, Chad, are you on?
I am here.
Who are you not working with these days?
Yeah, really? He's worked with that Kim girl, you know.
Yeah, you've only married Miss
Olympia. I mean, what the hell? He's even married. Hey, you know, he even sleeps with her. I mean, what the hell is going on?
There you go.
See, I heard he got her pregnant a couple of times.
Two times.
Well, take us back to where it all began, man, because you didn't start off like training champions. Somehow or another, these guys, I think your wife was your first major project.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it kind of started out, really me and Kim and being just really focused on trying to push her career to that next level. And I think, you know, by doing that, it drew the attention of other people within the industry. And, you know, one of the first guys was Nasser, of course, the year that he almost beat Dorian.
What year was that, Chad?
97, I believe.
I thought you were going to say 96.
Or was it?
Jumped through the phone.
And then next guy was Paul Dillette, right? Because that's when I heard about you.
Yep. And then I think you, and it kind of progressed from there to Ronnie and so on.
Right.
Well, it's interesting that when you train and you have a certain measure of success, it's like these other guys that are sniffing that, they seek you out eventually, correct?
I think a lot of it is, you know, I think, you know, when your kind of track record kind of sets the tone for you. So, You know, I mean, you know, when you're dealing with the human body, I mean, there's always going to be, you know, possibilities of the body going left or right or whatever. But as long as your track record is pretty solid, I think that, you know, the guys are going to look for some way of getting that edge to take them to that next level. Bodybuilding is always progressing, like you guys know. It's always kind of, you got the hungry guys coming up. The sport is always evolving. It's always moving forward. And just kind of, you know, I mean, I'm on one end where I'm trying, you know, the science and everything, trying to stay ahead of everybody. The bodybuilders are doing the same thing in the gyms and with their physiques and everything. And it just all kind of goes together.
Well, let me ask you a question, Chad. You know, Hani kind of said, you know, he was kind of given an overlay of what, you know, people brought to the table, himself, Charles, and you. You know, it's he and a lot of people think that you're just the kind of guy that tells a person what to eat and what not. I mean, they're not aware that you're involved in the training. I mean, in detail, what are you involved in?
You know what? I mean, it depends on the athlete's need. You know, what they, you know, decide. I mean, what that individual person needs. I think all of us have different theories and, you know, the whatever as far as nutrition, as far as training and whatever. My theory has never been a set theory. I know Hani has, you know, a set training theory and you know, some other nutritionists have, you know, set nutrition theories and whatever. My theory has always been manipulation and change and adaption, you know, to what the person needs.
Do you compare what they're going up against, or do you just compare?
Exactly. I mean, just everything. You know, I mean, when I was looking at, you know, say Kim for instance. Okay, we looked at everything. We evaluated the situation. What was it going to take? What direction did we need to go to beat Linda Murray? And those are the directions that we, you know, we went. With Ronnie, it was the same thing. You know, what did it take to get him there? Then once we got him there, what was it going to take to keep him there? And I think everybody's situation is different. And you got to look at, you know, the physique. And not each person can play, you know, a certain card. You know, not everybody is going to, you know, and this is, I think, where a lot of people mess up, is they don't take their individual situation, their individual needs, and try to benefit on that. They try to chase somebody else's game. And you know, when Ronnie was, you know, reigning supreme, everybody was looking at Ronnie and going, man, I've got to get up to X amount of weight, and I've got to be so big because I've got to compete with Ronnie because that's where Ronnie is. But, you know, 90% of the people couldn't play that game because they couldn't hold that, you know, type of muscle, and all it does is just, you know, in the long run, mess up their, you know, overall physique. And so I think, you know, my biggest issue is taking a look at the guy, saying, listen, this is what type of physique you have. This is where I think you need to go. This is what you need to really, you know, focus on. These are your strengths, and this is what we need to focus on to get you to the top.
Right. You know? Let me ask you, Chad. You know, Hani feels that he could bring, you know, Jay back to a winning physique. What is your depicting on that?
You know, I think that I think that Jay has the potential. I mean, you know, I heard you kind of talking. I mean, Jay kind of has that same work ethic as Ronnie does. You know, I mean, you put him in motion, and he is the type of guy that's not going to veer from certain things.
Right.
And so I think that, you know, the possibility is definitely there, you know, for Jay to come back and potentially win. I mean, there's definitely this year's Olympia is going to be a tough Olympia. There's no doubt. I mean, there's young guys in it. You've got four or five guys that could very easily, you know, just walk in and dominate this lineup. Jay, obviously, being one of them, you know, it just, I think it depends on what he does. I know that Hani is doing his training, and he's showing him some new training techniques and all these things. I think it just really depends on how Jay's body responds to that, and if it, you know, if it makes that big a difference.
Is it Jay's diet, or is there some things he needs to work on?
In my opinion, Jay's whole issue is nutritional. Mm-hmm. I don't think that, you know, Jay's issue is a serious training issue. I don't think that the simple fact is that Jay goes into the gym and, you know, slacks. I don't think that's it at all. I think that, you know, there's been things with Jay's physique that have changed over the years. And unless you are on top of those things all the time and you can step back and look at those things and make the adjustments as they happen. You just don't stay up with them. And the end result is, I think, what has ended up happening with Jay. I think his overall situation right now is nutritional.
Well, thanks so much, John.
Hold on a second, Flex. Let me just ask you a question about Dennis Wolfe. Dennis was in this contest a year ago. He went to the Mr. Olympia before the show. He was supposed to possibly be right there in the top two or three. He wound up in, what, fourth or fifth?
Fourth, right.
He sat out, had the hernia surgery, and that was bothering him going into the Olympics.
Absolutely.
So that'll slow you down in your tracks, which a lot of people didn't know. He's sitting out this Arnold Classic. Good or bad?
Absolutely good. You know, Dennis, and I've made this statement before, is one of the best athletes I've ever seen. I mean, he's got those combinations that you never see, you know, with the height, with the wide shoulders, with the little waist. I mean, you very seldom see those all put together. He, you know, when we went into the show, it was the very first time we worked together. And, you know, I saw certain things happening, and I saw, you know, where I thought things were going to go. And at the end of the day, you know, his metabolism and just things kind of moving forward, and we just couldn't slow him down. It is what it is. You know, I mean, I'm his contest prep. Is absolutely end result was my responsibility. You know, but I think we learned a lot going into that show. And I think by making the adjustments, I think you'll see a completely different, you know, athlete. I think the year is going to allow him to take his weight up. We've got a little bit longer time this year because we started working together last year in March. So we've had basically from the Olympia till now. So we'll basically be able to get his weight up, keep it there for longer by making some adjustments and everything from you know, mistakes and things that we had made last year.
Right.
Dennis is going to be crazy this year.
Well, listen, Chad, before we let you go, bro, I want to know, what's your top three for the Arnold Classic, homie? Give it to me quickly.
Victor Martinez, obviously, is his, you know, favorite. You know, Kai Greene, depending on what happens, I think is right in there. Tony Freeman, obviously, if he can keep his weight high. If he doesn't keep his weight high, I think he's too thin to compete with some of the, you know, the top guys. I think the surprise may be Dennis James.
Well, thank you so much, bro, for being on the show again with me and Sean. And on the air, I'd like to thank you again for being in part of my life and helping me achieve and create this Flex Wheeler who he was. I appreciate everything.
Enjoyed every minute.
Right on, Chad. We'll see you in Columbus.
All right, man. We'll see you guys in Columbus.
Well, Flex is a guy who, you know, married to a four-time Miss Olympia champion and has been there with Ronnie pretty much the 8 years, and you during those times, very knowledgeable. But he's got another young buck on his hand in the form of Dennis Wolfe, and that's going to present some challenges come September.
It'll be very interesting. We'll be back.
Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha. You never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
What are you going to do when that big emergency strikes? Do you know how to prepare? Do you know when? What if we provided you a source to learn from and plan as you go? Listen for The Road to Ready with your host, Rick Tobin. Rick will offer a weekly source of reliable information and resources. You'll hear about new ideas and innovation in emergency management. Best of all, you'll have the tools to get ready for any emergency in small bites each week. The Road to Ready is heard every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America.
biggest rage in bodybuilding is Dark Rage. Dark Rage sets a new standard in pre-workout supplementation and muscle pumps with its advanced new EPO blood doping technology. Dark Rage's mind-altering activators put you in a state of temporary rage and fury, allowing you to take your training intensity to a new level of insanity. From your very first rep, Dark Rage's EPO blood doping technology forces more blood through your garden hose veins as a surge of raw power is triggered by Dark Rage's advanced anabolic agents, allowing you to train heavier, harder, and longer so you can grow bigger and stronger. Dark Rage is the biggest rage in bodybuilding. Feel the rage at www.getmhp.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie, so act like you know me. Say it with me. Say it with me.
You're listening to MD Radio. I'm Sean Ray with the fabulous Flex Wheeler. Flex, I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt, but you are the four-time Arnold Classic champion, something that no one in the history of the 20 years, now going on 21, has ever been able to accomplish. The closest was Dexter Jackson, one-time Mr. Olympia, and Jay Cutler, two-time Mr. Olympia. How does it feel for you now at the advanced age of 43 years old to know that your record still stands? You're safe.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a great honor. You know, I mean, obviously Jay could have broken and obviously Dexter, but they went on to win that mega title, you know, the Mr. Olympia that they're all shooting for. So, I mean, it's definitely an honor, but I tell you what, I honestly can't wait to meet the guy and walk up to him and shake his hand who breaks that record because, wow, that's going to be a great feat.
Well, I don't think that record would have ever been able to be established without our next guest.
Who'd that be? Who would that be?
The guest that we have coming on right now is the co-promoter of the 21st annual Arnold Classic, Mr. Jim Lorimer. How you doing, Jim? Welcome to the show.
Well, we're doing great. Glad to hear from both Flex and Sean.
Jim, let me get right to it, because you're in an area of the country that a lot of people, like me and Flex on the West Coast, are about to travel to, and it's uncharted waters. Is there a snowstorm or a blizzard? What's going on in Columbus
right
now? Yeah,
what's going on? What's the weather like?
Oh, it's really beautiful here.
Yeah, okay.
The snow problem is on the East Coast. And in Ohio, where we're not having any snow.
Really?
And the prediction is for the next 5-6 days, the temperature keeps going up. So well, the weekend is supposed to be in the 50s here, so you won't be at all uncomfortable, and it's going to be a great weekend. But you know, the serious fans disregard the weather in any event because we have a fantastic competition coming up this year. We think it's the best Arnold Classic weekend we've had, and it's going to be a lot of other events on the weekend. Of course, we're having some great, great competitors in here, and Flex has been there. He's won, and Sean, of course, you won in 91, and Flex won in 93, and 97, 98, and 2000.
Let me say something. I mean, you have done so much for the sport. You've done so much for the sport, what's in store for you next? Who's going to be able to carry on this legacy that you've done? I mean, you put on some big shoes for somebody to have to fill here.
Well, we have a great team working here in Columbus, and you raise a good question, Flex, because, again, an event that we build over 3 decades like this has to be assured that it's going to move forward, and we have such a tremendous team of volunteers in Columbus. It's something when you build this over time, every year we've added, you know, another couple of sports. And this year we're going to be having 37 sports in the weekend, just about any sport you can think of. It's strength heaven, for one thing. We've got the 10 strongest men in the world in here. We've got a World Powerlifting Organization Championship here. We have Olympic lifters in here. We're bringing the German Olympic heavyweight champion in. The whole German Olympic team's coming in, as a matter of fact. We have, you know, you're interested too. We have some 12 martial arts disciplines represented in here.
Mm-hmm.
Some great Olympians in every one of the sports. We have gymnastics, and we have archery. We have table tennis. We have fencing, just about anything you could want, wrestling. Well, I just won't go through the whole 37.
Well, Jim, you're going into your 21st year. I mean, how do you do it in light of the fact that you got Arnold the governor and the high security, yet he seems to make it to the show every year. He does his speech. You've got all these volunteers. The city of Columbus literally shuts down for your weekend that you've created. I remember when you had the first show at the Vet. There might have been 3,000 fans, and it was just the bodybuilding, men's and women's. And it's grown into this big, humongous conglomeration. I mean, how many people you have working for you?
We have about 600 volunteers on the weekend. And, of course, one significant part of that, one group, one of our committees has 150 doctors and nurses on it because we do use four different venues at this time. Mm-hmm. We still use Veterans Memorial, of course, but we also use Nationwide Arena. We go out to the Ohio State Fairgrounds, and we have the big million square feet Ohio convention hall here, all of which, again, give us a space to run all these events. And it's just because we've had, you know, a slow building process over the years that we're able to maintain this momentum with now highly skilled people. And, of course, Arnold comes in every year. He'll be in again this year. He's in Germany tonight, but he's going to come back here and be here for the entire weekend. He goes to every one of the 37 different events, and it's a great, great fun weekend. And, of course, the exposition itself is just a $10 admission. It's the best entertainment buy in the world.
Oh, there's no question. This is my 21st year going, by the way, Jim. I want to pat myself on the back.
That's
I've never
great.
Missed an Arnold Classic since you started. The question is, can you add anything else? I mean, the place gets sold out. The city sold out. You can't buy any more sponsorship booths at your show. Is there any more room for growth? I mean, has it peaked? Is it maxed out?
Well, this year, of course, as I said, we moved out to the Ohio Expo Center out at the fairgrounds, and we're putting 800 archers out there. And another event that we were looking towards is badminton, because badminton is an Olympic sport, and we like to develop as many of the Olympic sports as we can. So we're looking in badminton. And this year, this current year, we've added race walking. And as you know, race walking is an Olympic sport, but also walking is a very, very good fitness activity to do. And we expect to have somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 race walkers.
Oh, my gosh. Bro, you got so much stuff going on. You're, like, giving me a headache. I'm wondering how can you even do it. Listen, I want to ask you one last question before we let you go. I know you're a busy man. Give us a glimpse. What is going to be the highlight for the show at the Honor Classic? You always bring on these great acts. Who do you got coming up for us, and can you tell us?
Yes, I can tell you. And Arnold and I every year try and reach out to some of the best specialty acts in the world. And, you know, we've had the Alexis Brothers, that you remember last year, the best two-man hand-balancing act in the world. This year, interestingly, and it's a little bit of a risk, because our people in our crowd, particularly the bodybuilding crowd, they like something, you know, very physical, and they appreciate what's very physical. But we've gone to Beijing, China, and I'm bringing in three people from Beijing, China, and it's really a ballet act. But the concluding feature of this woman does a ballet pirouette, toe pirouette, on her partner's head. And that's a wow type of thing.
Yeah, I think I saw Flex doing that back
right.
in the finish.
And I think our crowd, being physically oriented, they'll understand what's happening there. You know?
Well, Jim, if somebody wants to come to the show or find out more about the show, where do they go? You got a website?
Absolutely. We have ArnoldSportsFestival.com. And the ArnoldSportsFestival.com tells you everything about these 37 events. It tells you about the hotels. It tells you about going to Ticketmaster and getting tickets. The Ticketmaster is 614-431-3600. There's still tickets left to our bodybuilding competition this year, but I want to note quickly, if you have a minute there, that we have, again, the largest sports exposition anywhere in the world. We have this year 700 booths, and that's last year we had 650. But this year we got 700 booths in the expo, and there's something wild happening in every one of those booths. And interestingly, we had to expand this year to add 50 more booths, notwithstanding what's supposedly happening in the economy. And we got 700 booths, and we've got a waiting list besides.
Jeez. You've always had a waiting list. Listen, Jim, we appreciate you having some time on our show. We know you're super busy. Me and Sean will be seeing you in a couple of days here. And on behalf of me, Sean, Steve, and the whole MD crew, we just want to thank you for your continuous contribute to our sport. And you have a good time, and we'll be seeing you in a second there.
Good. Well, we love having great champions like Fax and Sean in here, because you are part of the strong history of this sport. We have two major bodybuilding competitions in the world, and we are the first one in the spring, and the Olympia goes in the fall. And we love having the body. Arnold's strong commitment to bodybuilding continues even stronger than ever. And this year we're putting $500,000 cash prizes out on the table just for the bodybuilding competition. So
$500,000. That is great. That is great. Jim, thank you so much for being on our show, and we'll see you in a couple of days.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
I'm trying to do the math. Like, I mean, I'm not a mathematician, but I'm trying to add up 17,000 athletes.
You know what? I was going to ask him, but I didn't want to be disrespectful.
No, but I mean, let's just
I was
going to
ask him, listen, bro, how much do you pull in?
Well, no, let's just get, I mean, because there's a lot going out, mind you. They're giving over $500,000 away.
But all right, you're the mathematician. Go for it.
Huh?
Go for it.
Well, I mean, 17,000 athletes competing, some of which have to pay to compete and participate. They included now an NPC bodybuilding show that starts on, like, Thursday and runs through Saturday. On top of, he's talking about archery and cheerleading and badminton and the mixed martial arts. I mean, the price of admission, yeah, it's $10 to the expo. You got 150,000 people coming through. Let's just say only 50,000 come through.
Right, right.
At $10 a head. I mean, you got your $500,000 prize money you're giving away. That is a well-oiled machine that they have out there in Columbus. And I tell you what, there's only two people on the planet Earth that could have come up with this, and that's Arnold and Jim.
Wow. Well, you know what? I mean, just that 17,000 competitors paying just $50 to compete, which we know it costs more than that. Man, you're talking over $850,000 just in that.
Well, the thing about it is it speaks volumes to, I think, the Arnold Classic experience for many of the fans that continue to support that weekend. I mean, people are flying in from all over the world because it's a long weekend. It's, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and if you're competing, it starts on Thursday. There's not a whole lot to do in Columbus, so it's just all sports all the time. It feels like you're walking into the damn ESPN zone.
Right, or like Vegas. I mean, you know, people come to Vegas, and there's so many other things you got to do. I mean, remember, I mean, other than the Arnold Classic going on in that spot, there is absolutely nothing else going on. Well, I know something else is going on.
Well, but you know what I did say?
Listen, I said something else is going on. Most black men fear it. But anyway.
But I said flex, though, and I made a promise to myself. Tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday, I'm lights out, TV off, 9 o'clock. There's no question. I got to store up on some sleep before I get there because I'm always dead by Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be a brutal weekend. I mean, MD is just pulling out all the stops on our coverage. They got such a big team going over there. I mean, and, you know, on top of that, and I'll be working with EFX, you know, I have my booth there, and, you know, we got some special things going on with that there.
Well, I was going to ask you, Flex, the Hummers, the cars, those came along after you won
and
those four Arnold Classics, and then suddenly they were gone.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt that it's bad, and I'm on record more than you. I doubt that either one of us would have either Hummer by now, bro. I mean,
Jay was smart. Jay actually sold his and got the money for it.
Huh?
Jay was smart. He sold his when he got back and got the money for it and cashed out.
Right. And I think Dexter kept his for a while and then got rid of it. So,
well, there's no question the Arnold Classic is one of the premier weekends in the world as it relates to bodybuilding, fitness, strongman, endurance, all that stuff. As a matter of fact, you competed over there in the mixed martial arts, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, it is.
When you came back.
You know what? It'll be Flex Wheeler and Sean Ray coming back. We'll take a couple of callers, and then me and Sean ended on some interesting information.
Yeah, boy!
Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha. You never thought that hip-hop would take it this far.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
MuscleMeds introduces the biggest breakthrough ever in nitric oxide, Enoxide. This newly discovered super molecule delivers fast, potent elevations of real nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream. Enoxide is not a mere precursor like AAKG or arginine. It's real, pure nitric oxide, 2,000 times more potent than any nitric oxide precursor. Enoxide, real science, real nitric oxide, real results. Enoxide is so powerful that your arms will swell as this super molecule triggers the most insane muscle pumps you've ever experienced. Purchase your mind-blowing fiber-tearing Enoxide pump at GNC or at www.enoxide.com. That's www.enoxide.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie, so act like you know me. Say it with me.
All right, we are in the final road to the Arnold Classic, our last show before the Arnold, and a new champion may be crowned, or an old returning one in the form of Victor Martinez, since he is the only one that holds possession of an Arnold Classic trophy. And Flex, I know you have four. Having Jim on, that's a piece of history right there, bro.
Yeah, definitely. But like I alluded to those photos I was talking to you about Tony Freeman, and you got a chance to glimpse those. I mean, I'll tell you what, if rumors are circulating that Kai may be slipping, you know, and the possibility that maybe, you know, Victor not hitting his mark, I don't think anybody will be able to stop Tony. And if those guys do hit his mark, like you said, you know, off the line, Sean, it's going to be interesting to see whether you have a big boy standing that tall in that type of condition.
Well, that's what I like about this show. It is an invitational, but you still got to earn your stripes, and nobody knows that better than yourself. This is the segment now where we've come to where it's called Ask the Pros. We're going to be taking phone calls. And Flex, we talked earlier, we're going to try to move this segment a little earlier in the show so we can be a little bit more interactive with the fans in the future so they have a little bit more airtime.
Right.
And then we can be of assistance to them. So let's find out if we got our first caller on hold. Yes, no?
No, no. Yes, no. Didn't wait.
Okay, well, let's bring her on. Our first caller, Diane. Diane?
Yes, hello?
Okay, hi. Yeah, you're on with Ask the Pros, Sean and Flex. What's your question?
Pro, Sean and Flex. All I want to just say, I'm Charles's Glass's girlfriend, right?
Oh.
And I cannot stand all these rumors and what I'm reading online about what Kai says about Charles. First of all, I apologize for my accent because I'm not American. I'm from Europe.
Okay.
So
what part of
if
Europe,
you don't understand
way?
Something what I say, I can repeat.
What part of Europe? You Russian?
No, I'm Lithuanian.
Lithuanian.
Ooh,
okay.
Slapped her in the face, Sean. Stop it. You know what? If I was you, I wouldn't worry about it.
I don't like it because it's not true. I was there. He was staying in my house, that
Ooh.
Guy. You know that? He was staying in my house, and I saw everything. What was he doing, and what was he told to do? when he came
Kai was living
first
with you
time.
While he was in L.A.?
Kai was living at your house?
Yes, wow. Kai. When he came first time training with Charles, right, for about a week. He was staying in my house. He didn't stay in no hotel. He stayed here. I bought him food. He had everything, cardio equipment in my house, everything. So if he's complaining, he needed a trainer or babysitter, first of all, I want to ask. Ooh. If he needed babysitter, he should bring it with him, what he did, right?
Okay, well, I mean, the thing about it is, you know what, Flex, a lot of bodybuilders need more than trainer. I didn't really hear Kai bad-mouthing Charles directly. I think what Kai felt was a little disappointed that Charles was not more than a trainer, and Charles had to find that out the hard way, which is why Kai actually left without an explanation.
Yeah, I think it's just a miscommunication. I mean, obviously, I speak highly of Charles, and I know Kai fairly well, so I think there just wasn't a great communication going on between them as far as what Kai was looking for and what Charles can deliver. I'm 100% sure Charles can deliver the needs of anybody wants, but he's a businessman and he's very busy. So within that hour, hour and a half, or even if he decides to give you 2 hours, because there's times when he sat with me while I did cardio if that's what I needed, you know, he has to move on, unlike maybe somebody like, you know, the person that he was working with before where he's the only person working, you know, so he can give all that time. So
what do you think the lesson learned here is? When you go to seek out a personal trainer, you got to find out first, are they more than just a trainer? Because a lot of guys come and work out with me, and the next thing you know, they want to start talking about supplements, they want to start talking about drugs, they want to start talking about food, and I'm like, look, dude, you came out here to train. I told you I would train you. So, I mean, is that the case here? Because maybe Kai was looking for more than just training?
You know what? I think they need to be upfront, like you just said. Listen, you come out to train, that's what we're going to do. You know, I do the various also, like the guy I'm working with now, Keith. You know, I do everything for him. I do his training, his nutrition and everything else, and I actually train him and train with him occasionally also. So I think bottom line, anybody looking for a trainer, find out exactly what they have and what your needs are, and then it's fine. I think there won't be no miscommunication if that was to happen.
Well, she sounded like she was probably a little closer to the action than she wanted to be, which, you know what, the bodybuilders, the girlfriends and their wives, they're sometimes they're subject to, you know, watching the business, and sometimes it's not pretty, and sometimes people don't understand it. I mean, it's not always, even you, when you and I trained, Flex, I hated going to the gym to meet you, to train with you, because our energy levels were so different.
Right.
However, you got the job done when you were doing it.
Right.
But the styles were clashing. I mean, I wanted to quit at certain occasions, but I thought, you know what, I'm not going to give you the bragging rights to say that Sean Ray quit on you. And you wouldn't give me the pleasure of you saying you quit on me. So we had to kind of just force our way through it, even though it was a miserable existence while it was happening. I look back now, and I would pay to do that all over again.
You know what? Exactly. I would too, bro. I think, you know, I think it's honestly, there's a different breed of athletes now. I mean, there really are. You know, me and you, I mean, at one moment we'd be ready to fight each other and cuss each other out, and the next minute we're at some country having a great time, and then we're in a gym trying to bang it out. I think bottom line is me and you and some of the people in our era understood that, listen, whatever needs to be done, that's what you do. If it's drive, I mean, I drive, you know, we drive an hour and a half one way and an hour and a half back the other way. That's just what I did, where I think, you know, not really – I wouldn't call them, you know, Cinderella stories or wanting to be babysitted, but I think guys, we're just cut from a different cloth.
Well, I can tell you that Kai is probably not the first, nor is he the last, that would expect probably a little bit more than what Charles Glass is offering. But I think Charles said it poignantly. Look, he trains champions from all walks of life, not just bodybuilders.
Right.
He probably
movie
puts up with
actors,
more than
everything.
Most being a trainer. He's also a Dr. Phil, and he's also a cook, and he's opening his home to these guys. Some guys may not be appreciative of it as it's happening, but in hindsight, when time and maturity sets in, these situations that these two just went through, they'll be probably thanking each other for that experience because they both already acknowledged, Flex, there was lessons learned here on both sides.
Definitely. I mean, I'm that type of guy also. Even if I train you, I don't want you all up in my space.
Yeah.
I want to deal with you at the gym, and then if I choose to go and eat with you, fine, but I want to cut you off and come back to being, you know, Ken Wheeler or Flex Wheeler, whichever it is, but I don't want to be around a person that whole time.
Well, tell me, Flex, before we wrap this up, we are in the home stretch. Before we get there, you've got something going on with your supplement company, some new products or something going on. Real quickly, give us a synopsis of what's happening with EFX.
Well, really quickly, EFX, they graced me with coming out with my own line, what's called the Flex Wheeler Signature Series. It's the first time it's ever going to be released. It's at the Arnold Classic at our booth. We will be giving away free samples of the actual products that have six different products, actually seven different products. One is a double with a different flavor and everything. So you guys come by the FX booth. We're going to be giving away samples, and there's going to be a drawing. We're going to also be giving away a trip for Jane and Doe, Jack and Jill, to come to the Olympia free, all on us. Hotel, flight, food, hanging out, partying. I mean, need a little bit of... Yeah.
All right, Flex. That's a nice commercial. Flex Wheeler, EFX. We are on the eve of the 21st Annual Honor Classic. There is an official after party thrown by Jason Durr at jasondurr.com. You can check out the Honor Classic after party. Flex, give me your champion real quick.
Bro, all I got to say is I think Tony Freeman is going to hurt some people's feelings unexpectedly.
And I got Victor Martinez. See you guys all at the Honor Classic. We will be right back next Monday to wrap it up. With all the blood and guts. I'm Sean Ray.
Blake Wheeler.
For MD Radio, we are out.
Great, bro. See you later, Sean. Thank you, guys.
Funk Master Flex, love bug star ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean and Flex again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America.
How'd it happen? How'd they let me in the booth? How'd they let these rappers lie? How dare I tell the truth? I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie, so act like you know me. I'm a lyricist.